Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How badly you want to learn. Most people don't have it. They want a job, they want job security, they want a paycheck, they want a 401k. You've got to be so much smarter. If you want to be poor, I hate to say this, you can go to school, but you still won't learn anything about money.
You know, there's a lot of people who can't make $1,000. And the reason they can't make $1,000 is because mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, they're not capable of making $1,000, whatever the case is. So Kim and I today are in the multi-millions of dollars in making money. But we wouldn't have gotten there because one time we were having trouble at $1,000. So every time we had a problem, we had to get bigger than the problem. For many people out there with a $1,000 problem, they're not going to solve the problem until they personally develop themselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically to be bigger than a $1,000 problem. There's four types of mindsets. One mindset is, I must win. Another mindset is, I must be right. Another mindset is, I must be liked. And the other mindset is, I must be comfortable. So the people who must be liked and the people who must be comfortable will probably never make it as entrepreneurs, simply because, you know, we hear it all the time. I don't really want to be rich. I just want to be comfortable. You know, I want to be with all my friends, have them like me. Well, they should not be entrepreneurs. They should be employees.
The rich don't work for money. My way of teaching is to first put doubt in your brain to challenge your belief systems. And then maybe you can choose new beliefs or keep up with old beliefs. So when you think about working for money, what comes through your head? So if I could explain this to you for the rest of the millennial lessons, it's really going to be on this theme here. Because financial education is about not working for money. Like one of the first questions, when I finally realized what my rich dad was saying, I said, well, when do I never need a paycheck again? See, my goal wasn't, you know, go to the moon or, you know, cure cancer. My job was, when would I never need a paycheck again? Because as long as you need a paycheck, be it from an employer or like my poor dad, he was so afraid of losing his government pension.
My poor dad was a PhD in education, but what does school teach you about money? Did you learn anything about money at school? Most people don't. So that's why I had my rich dad, who was my best friend's father, and he was teaching me what the rich teach me. If you want to be poor, I hate to say this, you can go to school, but you still won't learn anything about money. And education is more important today, but what do you learn about money? Most kids not going to school, they're coming out of school deeply in debt with student loans, still not learning anything about money. Look at the middle class. You know, they may have high paying jobs, but the jobs are going away.
One of the most important things you have in your life is time. It's one of your greatest assets, or it's your liability. And being, you know, I just turned 70, and I have friends who have nothing. I mean, they have zero. Now, they've made a lot of money, but they have nothing here. They have nice houses, nice cars, you know what I mean? And being young is great, except it can be a liability to you. Because when you're young, you're just having a lot of fun and life's exciting, you know, it's new. But the thing is so many people spend their time focusing here. They want to make a lot of money. And I can hear it in their words. I want a career. This is career. Okay, or I'm going to start my own business. And this is the chart here, which we've seen. This is the cash flow quadrant, book number 2. E is employee, S is small business, self-employed or a specialist like a doctor, lawyer, web designer. B is big business, 500 employees or more, and I is professional investor. The big mistake I see young people make is they focus here. And the words are, I want to do what I love. That's the track. You see, in real life, sometimes you have to do what you hate. Like, people think I like to write books. I hate writing books. But it fills my purpose in life. It's not my passion, my purpose in life. Because my purpose was to get here. I had to learn what I didn't want to learn. I had sometimes to do what I hated. I had to learn about taxes. I had to learn about debt. I had to take classes. I had to learn about insurance. So I was doing a lot of things I hated doing so I could come over here. These guys never do this because they want to live their passion. I want my passion. So the big mistake for young people is I'm going to do what I love, which is fine over here. But what do you love the most? Well, I loved my freedom. And I know it sounds greedy, but I love making money. I'd rather have a lot of money than no money. I've been both. I've been broke, I've been in down, everything, but I'd rather have a lot of money. The big mistakes I see young people making is here. You know, they think about what they want to do, what they love. And what I'm saying to you, the millennials right now, invest in what you love. Most young people, or should I say, short-sighted people, they think this is it or this is it. But this is the one here. The reason I make more money is because it's not what I'm doing what I love. I do sometimes what I hate so I can have the assets that I love. I love having a business. So the business affords me the lifestyle I want. And then I invest in real estate. This is what I know. The higher the risk, the more education it takes. How badly you want to learn. Most people don't have it. They want a job, they want job security, they want a paycheck, they want a 401k. And that's why they don't get to come here. That's why they don't get to come over here. Nothing right or wrong, you know. I don't ever want to be here. I knew when I was your age I wanted to come here, but the higher the risk, the higher the returns, but also the higher dedication, education, and study you have to go through. You've got to be so much smarter. And most people, they have it. They have that ability to be that smart, but they rather do what they love rather than invest in what they love. As you know, we learn little to nothing in school, but in fact, you'll find out that going to school actually diminishes your ability to get rich. You know, so that goes counter to what everybody tells you. Go to school, get a job, and you'll make money. And that worked probably 1,000 years ago, not working today.
The number one reason to be an entrepreneur is not about money. The number one reason to be an entrepreneur is personal development. You know, to develop yourself to be, as the Army says, to be all you can be.
So the lesson to young people is don't take a job for the money, take a job for what you're learning. When you look at a job, you look at what can I learn more than how much can I make. And I think that's the biggest challenge. And if you look for a job where you can learn a lot, the harder the job, the better it is.
You know, I have bad luck too. I've had financial crashes. I've had people stab me in the back, but they're all good because I grow from it. That's spirituality. You know, people who are afraid of making mistakes like they teach in school, they don't ever grow because spirituality is there's good and there's bad. There's right and there's wrong. There's up and there's down. Most people only want to be right. They only want to be positive. Well, you can't have that. That's not reality. And the average person, the reason they're poor is they haven't failed. You know, they play it so safe. They haven't made any mistakes like they taught in school. That means they don't learn anything. That's why the school system's actually fundamentally corrupt. It's anti-education. You know, I go into business like a rugby team. You know, boom, boom. We kick butt, but the average guy is standing there, oh, I'm an A student, I'm going to do this all on myself, and a bunch of rugby players run you over, and you go, well, they're not playing fair. Yeah, well, you're playing stupid. You should have a team. You should have accountants, attorneys, and bankers, and all that stuff. But that's not the game I want to play. I said, then don't play the game.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.